Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben. So a couple years ago, I hit 40 years old, and man, did things change. I didn't have the same strength and vitality that I had before, and I didn't have what I wanted, and that was the ability to work out and have a blast doing it. So then the pounds started packing on. Well, thank goodness I found Chalk, C-H-O-Q, and they're helping real American men just like you maximize your masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now, I've been taking the Chalk Vitality Stack for over a year now, and not only am I working out, I've now lost 50 pounds. So if you're ready to maximize your masculinity today, go to Chalk, C-H-O-Q.com, and use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any Chalk subscription for life. C-H-O-Q.com, code Ben, limited time offer. Subscription is cancelable at any time. Chalk.com. We have two major stories that we're going to talk about, and one of them, obviously, is with those that are testifying about the Biden crime family in a public hearing in Washington, D.C., and the no-show of Hunter Biden. I'm going to get to that in a minute. But also something else I want to put on your radar screen, and that is this. Google is now being accused of interfering, influence peddling, election interference. In fact, they're being accused of interfering with elections 41 times over the last 16 years. Google now on defense as they're being accused with data to back it up that they were purposely tipping the scales towards candidates that they chose. Guess who those candidates were? Hardcore liberals. We're talking about Obama, Clinton, Biden, and others that they are supporting. They also were interfering in elections at the state level. People running for Congress, Senate, and the governor's mansion in many different states. Google executives having to go on defense. I'm going to have an exclusive interview with the people that uncovered this coming up in a moment. Before I do that, though, I want to tell you about my friends over at Ammo Squared. Let me just tell you, Ammo Squared is amazing because it helps you stay stocked up on ammunition automatically. Ammo is delivered on demand or automatically when you need it and stored for free when you don't. It's really a unique way to invest in ammunition. You can buy low and dollar cost average out over time. And then you can cash out when prices rise without ever taking delivery of any physical ammunition. It's been founded more than 8 years ago in the freedom-loving state of Idaho, and Ammo Square is truly automated, set-it-and-forget-it ammo purchasing. You pick your calibers, you set your budget, you select a shipping trigger, and that's it. And ammo builds up over time and is delivered automatically when you want it, or you can sell it when prices go through the roof. Over 60 different caliber options to choose from, and you can forget about dealing with moving heavy cases of ammunition in your garage or your home because you can literally exchange your Ammo Squared inventory from one caliber to another in seconds with just a click of a mouse. So if you're ready to have ammo on demand at great pricing and be able to actually invest in ammo and sell it if the market goes through the roof, just like it did during COVID, go to ammosquared.com/Ben. You sign up now, you're going to get some free ammo in your account today. It's effortless ammunition management. AmmoSquared.com/Ben. That's AmmoSquared.com/Ben. Sign up to get some free ammo in your account right now. All right. Tony Bobulinski is in Washington. He is the former business associate of Hunter Biden. He met with Joe Biden not once, but several times in 2017. Now, the hearing went off the rails when Tony Bobulinski called out Democrats, including Representative Raskin and Representative Goldman, for, as he described it, lying on behalf of the Biden family. I want you to listen to this as it happened on Capitol Hill.
That the same people preaching this mantra know better. They continue to lie directly to the American people without hesitation and remorse. Rep. Dan Goldman and Jamie Raskin, both lawyers, and Mr. Goldman, a former prosecutor with the SDNY from New York, will continue to lie today in this hearing and then go straight to the media to tell more lies. Hunter Biden's defense attorney, Abby Lowell, weaponizes letters to Congress to try to smear my name.
Mr. Chairman.
The cold hard facts.
Mr. Chairman.
In an attempt to save his powerfully connected client and his father. I challenge Mr. Lowell to make those claims on national television so he can be held accountable for his lies. Prior to my successful business career, I was an officer in the United States Navy. At Navy's elite Naval Nuclear Power Training Command, I later served as the command's chief technology officer.
I apologize for the disruption from the...
Okay. Am I supposed to say it's my time, Mr. Raskin?
Yeah. But please, Mr. Bobulinski, please.
Okay.
Come to order. Mr. Bobulinski, please proceed.
Okay.
Please proceed. I apologize for the disruption from the minority.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, save his time, but he called members of this committee liars, and I just want to know whether the order and decorum requirements of House Rule 11 apply to witnesses appearing before the committee.
There's decorum from the members. We've asked for that. There's no language that I'm aware of pertaining to a witness.
Yeah. Thank you.
Make sure we didn't waste any of his time on the opening statement. Mr. Bobulinski, I'm sorry for the disruption. Please continue your opening statement.
I think Mr. Raskin, used.
We'll make sure it's right.
Great. I just want to restate, make sure the American people hear all these facts.
By the way, I love this guy. He came in there and knew that these Democrats who have been lying to the American people, Representative Raskin and Representative Goldman, saying, look, not only are they lying to the American people, they're lying on behalf of the Biden family. And then these two members of Congress, they get all, you know, hey, I'm a member of Congress. You can't talk to me that way. Well, guess what? Yeah. But there was other things besides that that happened. Tony Bobulinski was asked a very simple question. Here is the question from Congressman Jordan. Listen.
Mr. Bobulinski, who's the big guy?
Joe Biden.
Are you sure about that? Because when...
Jordan, Joe
sir,
Biden.
You sure?
I'm 1,000% sure.
I'm 1,000% sure. This is under oath. Tony Bobulinski asked the question, who's the big guy? Joe Biden. Are you sure about that? Because... And Bobulinski interrupts. Joe Biden. Jim Jordan. Are you sure? Bobulinski. I'm 1,000% sure. Tony Bobulinski came in there mad as hell because of the injustice of what we're seeing in this country right now with the Biden crime family and the corruption that Tony Bobulinski witnessed firsthand. Tony Bobulinski also came with facts saying Hunter Biden perjured himself during his deposition to Congress, saying, quote, he lied to the committee. Listen to this from Tony as well.
Biden gave his transcribed interview on February 28th and lied throughout his testimony. Here's just one egregious example of Hunter's perjury. He lied to the committee on important details concerning his money demands and threats to CFC in text messages on July 30th and 31st, 2017. He leveraged his father's presence next to him in that infamous text to strong-arm CFC to paying Hunter immediately. Jim Biden also lied extensively throughout his transcribed interview on February 21st and perjured himself. An example of that, on page 100 of his transcript, Jim is asked specifically, do you recall having a meeting with Hunter Biden, Tony Bobulinski, and Joe Biden? Jim's response, absolutely not. The committee was so shocked by his perjury that they asked him the same question multiple times. Each time he denied meeting with me and Joe Biden. After the committee showed him text messages confirming that I met with Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, and Jim Biden at the Beverly Hilton in May 2017, Jim Biden, with a former U.S. attorney lawyer sitting next to him, still denied that meeting took place. Hunter Biden, in his own transcribed interview, confirmed that that meeting took place. Hunter confirmed his uncle perjured himself in front of this committee.
I'm simply here to tell the truth. He's saying he lied to Congress multiple times. AOC, by the way, losing her mind today, melting down in a back and forth with Tony Bobulinski. Here's part of how that happened. Listen.
Did you witness the president commit a crime? Is it your testimony today?
Yes.
And what crime do you have you witnessed?
How much time do I have to go through it?
It is simple. You name the crime. Did you watch him steal something?
Corruption statutes, RICO and conspiracy.
What is it? What is the crime, sir?
Specifically. You asked me to answer the question. I answered the question.
No.
RICO, you're obviously not familiar with. Corruption
statutes. Excuse me, sir. RICO is not a crime. It is a category. What is
it's
the
a category
crime?
Of crimes that you're then charged
you
under
have charges
a long hundred
you have charges statute. Sir, please
you want me to
name
the exact statute
sir?
Under RICO.
Yes.
Well, it's funny, in this committee room everyone's not here, there's over 18
all right sir I reclaim my
lawyers
time.
That
I reclaim
to law
my
school.
Time I reclaim
I'll leave
my
it up
time
to you guys
hey,
to
thank
define
you
the
sir
statute
I reclaim my time
I love AOC there. She's trying to defend the president. It didn't go well for her. These are just some of the highlights as AOC melting down, starts yelling at Bobulinski, saying that Biden committed crimes. Excuse me, sir. Excuse me, sir. Excuse me, sir. They didn't know what to do with him because he came in and he's a guy that worked with the Bidens. He's not a Republican. He's a guy that worked with the Bidens and is seeing what the Bidens are getting away with. And that is the whole problem. They're witnessing it. They're watching it. They're seeing it in real time. And Bobulinski's like, I've had enough of this. So if I'm going to be here, I'm going to tell you the truth. And you guys aren't going to get away with lying to the American people while I'm here. And I'm going to remind the American people how and when and what you're saying that is a lie. And when they went after him, it didn't go well. Now, I'm going to keep covering this because there's going to be more that comes out. I can promise you that, okay? But I also want to get to this other big story that's vitally important. And it deals with Google interfering with elections 41 times over the last 16 years. And the new accusation is that Google literally was swinging elections with millions of votes going from one side to another because of Google search algorithms shifting public opinion, knowing that they were misleading the public.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including four AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And two USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to four, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to fourpatriots.com/Ben. That's the number fourpatriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Woo. Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No,
you guys, we didn't either when we were watching this.
That's the thing. That's
we
the
didn't
problem.
Realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh my God.
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self-involved.
Egomaniacs. Yeah. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. And,
right.
And then
right.
you get into, right. as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
There is shocking new evidence that Google has interfered with our elections. In fact, at least 41 times over the last 16 years. That's what the Media Research Center is now saying in a new report that totally exposes the bias and influence that Google has over our elections, with new accusations that they actually could be changing the number of votes by millions, tilting the scales for the candidates that they choose. Now, we've known for a long time that Google has been biased. We had no idea just how biased it was until we found out that Google picked winners and losers with major elections in the United States of America 41 times over the last 16 years. Media Research Center has found 41 different times, they say, where Google directly interfered in elections, and it had a major impact and surged dramatically of the side they wanted to win. In every case, Google harmed the candidates that they wanted to harm. Regardless of party, those who threatened its left-leaning and left-wing candidates of choice. That is the new accusation by the Media Research Center Free Speech America. Vice President Dan Schneider is now going to join me to talk about this exact detail. Dan, I appreciate you coming on. And Google is something that we know is powerful for the left. We know that they have an ally. We know that they have suppressed just basic search engine issues. But this is the first time that we're actually seeing what Google is doing directly to interfere with our elections. Tell us a little bit more about the background in this and how you guys were able to find all this out.
Well, look, Google has been actively involved in elections for a long time. And on a legal basis, their president, CEO, chairman of the board, endorsed Democrats for office all the time. Its employees have largely given exclusively to the left, 90%+ of the time under federal election campaign disclosure requirements. You can see Google's statements have been all left-wing. But what we have not been able to see is what they're doing with their $1.7 trillion corporation behind the scenes. you can't look into their little black box of algorithms and see exactly how they're working. But we've been able to piece together lots of different things and see the consequences of their work. And time again, the evidence shows that if you are an opponent of their candidate of choice, Google's going to bury you.
So let's talk about how they pick winners and losers here. And when you say they're going to bury us, give us examples of what that actually looks like. You're running for office. Google doesn't like you. You're not their candidate of choice. How much impact can they actually have over your campaign?
Well, look, in the 2022 Senate races, there were about a dozen Senate races that were being hotly contested. And we did a study, and we did this repeatedly. We would search for, you know, the campaign websites. We would simply search for, you know, like Adam Laxalt, you know, Senate campaign in Nevada. And Google would not give you his campaign website. But Google would certainly, you know, turn over the website of his opponent when you did the same search for her. And over again, 10 out of the 12 Republican Senate campaign websites would be buried by Google, either not showing up at all or showing up way low in search results. But a majority of the time, literally, Google would not produce the campaign website for the Republican seeking the Senate seat in that race. More recently, before each of the four Republican presidential campaign debates, we did two searches. We searched for Democrat presidential campaign websites, and we then searched for Republican presidential campaign websites. And look, we expected to see Joe Biden at the top of the list when we searched for Democrat presidential campaign websites, and he was. Every single time, Joe Biden was at the top. But guess what? RFK Jr. didn't show up at all. Google buried RFK Jr.'s campaign website, the single greatest threat to Joe Biden winning the nomination. They buried a site. But here's
so it's not just, and I want to be clear, though, it's not what you're saying is, it's not that Google is just out to get conservatives or Republican candidates that they don't like. It is if you're not the candidate they choose, even in the Democratic primary, if they decide, hey, we like this person more because they're going to be better for us, we're going to help you win even in the Democratic races over other Democrats.
That's right. Tulsi Gabbard, RFK Jr. most recently, but even going back to 2008 when you know the young Senator Barack Obama was challenging Hillary Clinton, Google was burying pro-Clinton blogs and highlighting pro-Obama blogs.
Wow.
But here, let me get to this. But here's the most shocking example here. When we searched for Republican presidential campaign websites, well, just like we saw Joe Biden at the top of the heap, we would have expected to see Donald Trump at the top of the heap. But not only was Donald Trump's campaign website not produced at all by Google, it only produced two campaign websites. And this is every single time we did this study. The first one was Marianne Williamson, a Democrat, again, searching for Republican presidential campaign websites. One of the only two campaign websites that Google would give us was Marianne Williamson's campaign website. And the other was Will Hurd, who was scoring zero in nationwide polling. But Google would not give us Joe Biden, Vivek Ramaswamy, Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, anybody else, any Republican, just one Democrat and one Republican polling at 0%.
Dan, I've got so many more questions I want to ask you, but real quick, I want to tell everybody about what's happening in the economy. You've probably witnessed it. You've seen the Feds dealing with inflation and not knowing what to do. And inflation is not good when it comes to your retirement savings. The money you've been saving for retirement, is it going to be enough? Is it going far enough? Well, with inflation still well above the Fed's target rate and consumer prices much higher than they were 3 years ago, you need a financial plan that ensures that the money you save today will be enough for you tomorrow. That is where gold and silver come in. Gold and silver have historically been good hedges against inflation and a great way to protect your hard-earned retirement funds. When it comes to buying gold and silver, you need a company and a partner that you can trust. That is why I use, and I want you to reach out to Freedom Gold USA. Freedom Gold USA is all about educating their clients on how to invest in precious metals. They preach protection and diversifying your assets. And on average, they charge 25 to 30% less than most major gold and silver firms that you may hear. So if you're ready to take control of your financial future, I want you to visit goldusa.com/Ben. That's goldusa.com/Ben. You can also call them 1-800-655-8843. Don't get ripped off. Don't be charged 25 to 30% more by calling someone else. Visit freedomgoldusa.com/Ben or 1-800-655-8843. Tell them Ben Ferguson sent you. You're going to love working with them. You and I both know that in politics, and my guest with me is Dan Schneider, Media Research Center. They do an amazing work to expose what we're talking about right now. You should check them out, help them, support them, because they're doing amazing work. And without you guys, they cannot get it done. So I want to make that very clear. But you talk about these moments in politics where a candidate would surge, right? Tulsi Gabbard's a great example in the Democratic primary. When she was running for president, she had a moment. And what happens after a candidate has a moment is people immediately go to Google to find out more about the person or to even, you know, get involved in their campaign. Talk a little bit about what they did to influence and suppress her, for example, when she was running as a Democrat.
Right. So she did an amazing job in the debate. And the whole world suddenly was looking at Tulsi Gabbard as an alternative to Joe Biden. And right as she was surging, right as everybody was interested in her, Google buried her. They eliminated her ads, right? When you would need to be able to, you know, when her campaign needed to tell everybody who she is and also to raise money, Google eliminated her from search results.
What was the reasoning behind that Google gave for shutting down her ad account so she could not advertise when she had that moment to people that maybe were searching for her?
You know, Google seems always to have these glitches. And Google will say, well, there was just a glitch. There was a glitch when Hillary Clinton's, in 2008, when Hillary Clinton's, you know, blogs, pro-Clinton blogs were suddenly buried. And there was just some kind of a glitch with Tulsi Gabbard. And there's always a glitch. And sometimes they don't have any responses at all, by the way. In this most recent study of ours, Google has said that every one of our 41 examples has been refuted. That is just a lie. You know, for example, the I just told you about the presidential campaign searches that we did where Donald Trump was completely buried over and over and over. Google has never refuted that. Nobody has ever suggested that what we reported was wrong. So Google just makes up stuff.
Well, their exact response was,
they don't respond at all.
Yeah, Google pushed back saying, quote, we have a clear, quote, business incentive to keep both sides happy and that safeguards ensure non-biased and accurate search results. That's a great line written by a PR person at Google, but it doesn't back up with the facts, is what you're saying.
Those are words. Those are mere words. I can say the sky is green. It doesn't make it so. Google can say anything at once. It didn't point to any evidence, you know, to support the words that it spewed out of its mouth.
Establishment Republicans have also not fared well when they are the nominee. An example of this is it was obvious that Google was favoring Barack Obama over John McCain in 2008, more the establishment candidate. It even screwed with Mitt Romney in 2012. Refusing to correct a Google bomb that smeared the then leading GOP primary candidate for president, for example, Rick Santorum, with using its algorithm to exclude autofill results that were potentially damaging to Hillary Clinton. Explain that as well, these autofill results and the other things.
Yeah, so let me just remind everybody, Rick Santorum was actually leading among all Republicans in that primary. And just as he was surging, there was a thing, you know, it was a popular thing back then, these Google bombs, where people would kind of create false websites and redefine a person or an issue. And these Google bombs were created that said the most heinous, abhorrent things about Rick Santorum. Now, Google had a policy. Anytime that some organization or some person got bombed, Google would take down those sites. You know, because it was misinformation. It was false. Sure. There were lies. When it came to Rick Santorum, Google refused to take down those Google bombs. So if you tried to Google Rick Santorum and find anything out about him, you were directed to these false, inflammatory, libelous campaign sites that were attacking him, saying, again, you can't even say these things without being too embarrassed, because they're just the most vile, disgusting things that people were being told about, falsehoods about Rick Santorum. I mean, just outright, fabricated stuff.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
We didn't either when we were watching this.
That's the
thing.
That's the problem. We didn't realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh my God.
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self-involved.
Egomaniacs. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them.
Right.
And then you get into
it,
as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Dan, let me ask you another question about Google. And this goes back to Mitt Romney, John McCain that I mentioned. What we're seeing with Google is they're not saying they hate Donald Trump and MAGA. They're saying we hate anyone that's not our guy. And every year that guy can change. So we'll treat Donald Trump the same way we treated Mitt Romney or Rick Santorum or John McCain if the person we want to win is on the other side. So if you think they're only being mean to like MAGA conservatives, you're wrong. They want these Democrat hardcore lefties to win every election, no matter what.
Yeah, that's right. And as we discussed earlier, that will include picking, a more liberal Democrat and suppressing a slightly more, or less liberal Democrat. They've got their candidate of choice, and you better not be the opponent. Otherwise, there's going to be hell to pay.
This isn't just on the national level of presidential campaigns, and that's where Google stops doing this. You guys also looked at some of the most competitive, the 12 most competitive Senate races in 2022. What did you find out when it came to Senate races?
Right. So Google buried, you know, the Senate candidates in those 12 competitive races every time except for two. For whatever reason, you know, in the Washington race, the state of Washington, Patty Murray actually fared worse than the Republican. But in every other case, you know, the Republican was buried. Now, here's where it gets really, really interesting. It shows how clever Google really is. People will recall that there was a runoff in Georgia where Herschel Walker and his Democrat opponent, neither got 50%. So under Georgia law, they had to go to a runoff. So we went to Georgia. And again, these are using clean computers, no cookies, all that. And we went to the precinct level, you know, again, looking for Herschel Walker's campaign website and looking for his opponent's campaign website. And at the precinct level, we discovered that those precincts that were heavily Democrat, there was no bias. And those precincts that were heavily Republican, no bias. But in the precincts that were the toss-up precincts, where the Democrat needed votes to be able to win, beat Herschel Walker, that's where we saw the bias again. That's where Herschel Walker's campaign website was buried, but the Democrats was elevated to the top of search results.
It's incredible. Let's dive into how much of an influence this actually could have had, because it's one thing to give the accusation and to show that proof, but then to talk about how much of an impact that could this have had on our elections. You guys worked with Dr. Robert Epstein, who performed additional research and found that Google's search algorithms likely shifted millions of votes just to Hillary Clinton in 2016 alone, for example. And then you found even after that, even more votes. We're talking about millions that would have favored Democrats in 2020. Dive into that for us.
Right. So Dr. Epstein is a PhD statistician. He did all of his work at Harvard. He is a liberal himself. He is a self-proclaimed Democrat. He admits he voted for Hillary Clinton. He is not a partisan. He is not doing this work to try to help Republicans. He's just very concerned about our democracy. So he, you know, his research, and it's very sophisticated. It's seen how Google interacts with users, what kind of results are produced, and how that alters people's behavior. So he has estimated in the 2020 election alone, anywhere from 6 to 8 million votes were swayed against Donald Trump in favor of Joe Biden nationwide. 6 to 8 million. Had it not been for Google, it would have been a landslide victory for Donald Trump. Let me just reiterate, Dr. Epstein is a liberal, and he's testified before Congress. He has no interest in seeing Republicans win races. He only cares about the rights of the voter and to have that voter's votes be counted fairly.
Talk about the amount of influence so people understand. I mean, I use Google every day. You guys are now saying it's time to use another search engine because of what they're doing. I totally support that idea. But the reality is overwhelming. The majority of Americans go to Google for pretty much anything they need to search. How much penetration and market share does Google have over the American voter?
You know, there are different numbers. It's anywhere from 93 to 97% of all search is done, you know, using the Google search engine. And it's got so many other products too, like Google News. And this is another shocking thing. There's one legitimate outfit out there that sort of rates media outlets of whether they're left of center or right of center. It's called All Sides. It's a reliable organization. We don't always agree with them, but they're pretty good. Using All Sides data, you can see that Google News, if you're searching anything about Trump, Biden, or elections, Google News would link to zero right-of-center media outlets, almost exclusively to left-wing outlets, occasionally some what are called neutral outlets. But like if you're searching on Google News for stories about the election, 97% of the articles that were linked to were to left-wing outlets. Donald Trump and Joe Biden, if you're looking for stories on Google News about either of them, again, 0%, you know, linked to conservative outlets. The great bulk were linked to left of center or left-wing outlets. This is what Google, this is how Google News and Google more broadly influences the mind. People think they're learning. People think they're getting information news. They're only getting Google propaganda.
Lastly, what are you guys asking Congress to do? I know there's been conversations with Speaker Johnson about this, because this seems like this would fall under an in-kind contribution to Democratic candidates, what Google is doing. Is there a chance that we could see some sort of significant reform here to make this not happen every single election cycle?
Yeah. Ben, I want to make sure people understand this is shocking. The media has an exception here, so let's take the media out of it. Your media, so you're not a part of what I'm about to say. But today in America, you're an individual. You do not have free speech rights. If I want to say something political and I want to promote what I am saying, so like let's say I write a speech tonight and I want to send my speech about candidate or about a policy matter, and I want to send it to 1,000 friends, and I print out my speech to send to 1,000 friends, by law, I am required to file with the Federal Election Commission. I have to log my speech, and if I don't, it can be considered a crime. I can be fined by the federal government for speaking, for trying to amplify my voice. But if you're Google today, the Federal Election Commission says it can do whatever it wants. It can bury, it can use its resources, its vast resources. It can bury campaign websites. It can treat the Democrats far better than the Republicans, and it's not considered a campaign contribution. It's not considered an in-kind contribution, and there's no filing required. Today, big tech has far more free speech rights than I do.
Unbelievable. If people want to get this report and want to find out more, where can they go, Dan?
Right, so the Media Research Center's big publication is called Newsbusters, newsbusters.org. You can go there to find this report, the study. It's about a 20-page study documenting, these 41 times over 16 years that Google has interfered in our elections.
It's incredible. Dan, great work. Congratulations to you guys and what you're doing at the Media Research Center, newsbusters.org. Go there, check it out. Make sure you share this podcast with your family and friends wherever you are on social media, please. And I'll see you back here tomorrow.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.